more evidence of health effects from flame retardant chemicals. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, are in all kinds of consumer products. Scientists are finding these chemicals in newborn babies and the breast milk those babies drink. We Americans have among the highest levels of anyone in the world. Hundreds of peer-reviewed studies over the past decade suggest links to neurological and developmental defects and fertility and reproductive problems. But so far, we have limited studies in humans. A study out today in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives finds evidence of developmental effects in children. Brenda Eskenazi is the lead author of this study. She's a professor of maternal and child health and epidemiology at the University of California, Berkeley. Professor Eskenazi, your study is the largest to date to examine neurobehavioral development and PBDEs in school-aged children. What did you find?
We measured PBDEs in the mother's blood during pregnancy and in the children's blood when the children were 7 years of age. And we found that there was an association between maternal blood levels and child blood levels and fine motor coordination, attention, and cognitive problems. So, for example, we found that the children who had the lowest levels of PBDE in their blood compared to the children with the highest levels of PBDE in their blood had about a 6 IQ point difference.
Some kinds of PBDEs have been phased out of consumer products, but they're still in a lot of older furniture and carpet padding and electronics that are in our homes still, right? And these chemicals can leach out and get into household dust, and then we can inhale or ingest that dust. And my understanding is that the PBDEs can build up in our fat cells.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, not only do these chemicals leach out of furniture that we bought, you know, before 2005, but newer chemicals have been added even more recently that we know even less about, but that are chemically very, very similar to the PBDEs. In addition, these chemicals, the PBDEs that we're talking about today, have a very long half-life in the human body and in the environment, which means that it will take a very long time for them to leave our body and to leave the environment. But in addition, we continue to be exposed to those same chemicals because they're leaching out of the furniture that we bought a long time ago.
What are the best ways to reduce our exposure?
One is if you have furniture that is falling apart, foam that's coming out of sofas or chairs, seal them. So whether you use tape or you sew it up, but try to seal the foam that's coming out into the chair. The second thing that you can do is wash your hands and wash your child's hands frequently, especially before eating and or food preparation. The third thing that you can do is use a damp cloth on surfaces to remove some dust that might be contaminated with these chemicals, as well as using a vacuum on the floors, and particularly good is a HEPA vacuum. It's best to buy products that have natural fibers such as cotton or wool, especially for things that are going to be used around children.
Brenda Eskenazi is a professor of maternal and child health and epidemiology at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.